Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church with today's Fresh Bread. And we're in the Gospel of John. This week we've been walking through the opening chapter, and we're down now to John's glorious summation. Whenever I'm preparing a sermon, I'm always trying to work on what is the clear point of this text, and then how can it be put together, wordsmithed, in a way that people can remember it, and how can it be declared in a way that captures attention. Hopefully God will use to inspire adoration of Him and certainly affection toward Christ. So you work on it. We've now arrived at the crescendo statement, the glorious statement of what John has been preparing us for. In verses 1 through 5, he told us that Jesus is the Word, Creator, Redeemer. He is the life and light of men, and He is the eternal Son of God. Then he told us the one who announces him, John the Baptist, that he's a man and he's not the light. And he's the one that bears witness of the light. And then he went back to Jesus to tell us he's the true light. And the true light enlightens everybody. And even though the world doesn't receive him, to as many as received him, he gives the right to become the children of God. Well, how did you receive him? Because he set you free to receive him. You were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. It wasn't your heritage. It wasn't the resolution of your will. It was God set you free. You were born of the will of God to come to Christ. Well, who is this Christ? Now his summation. John 1, 14 through 18. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we, that is those who have received him and those who were around him, all of those apostles that had gathered with John, we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me,' because he was before me. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He, that is Christ, has made him known." So how can you know God? You know God through his Son, Jesus Christ. The law that came through Moses tells you you need a Savior, but it's not your Savior. The law that comes through Moses tells you how to love your Savior, but it can't save you. Only Jesus can save you, because Jesus brings grace and truth. The grace to set you free from your sin and the truth that he has paid for your sins at the cross. John the Baptist made sure that everyone knew, I am not the Redeemer. I'm a witness bearer. And the one whom you need to come to is the Word, Christ, Jesus, Son of God, became flesh, fully God, fully man, with no sin nature, yet in a frail, sin-cursed world, with a frail body that could suffer just like you and I and be tempted at every point. But when you looked at him, what you were seeing is the only one who was full of grace and truth. Now the burning bush, now the Holy of Holies, now the tent of meeting, now the Christophanies, the pre-incarnate appearances of Christ that Gideon and Jacob and others encountered. Now it's all to fulfillment. Now is the incarnate Christ. The Word has become flesh to save us from our sins. He came not to bring judgment, but to bear our judgment. 2,100 years ago, Jesus Christ came and took upon himself what he never had been, fully man, in order to do what only could be done by a man. By a man comes death, by a man comes the resurrection of the dead. Yet not just any man, this is God having come in the flesh. And now he will bear that flesh glorified for all eternity. So one day, the one whom came to save you, you will be able to see him in glorious grace and truth. This is the Word. He became flesh, became what he never was, in order to save us from our sins. And now he will have for eternity what he never was in the glorified humanity, Son of God, Son of Man. Look, behold him, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. The grass withers, the flower fades, the Word of God abides forever.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your App Store.